وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the Battle of Karbala, and we are trying to learn what lessons we can derive when it comes to human rights from this epic battle between truth and falsehood. One of the lessons that are very evident and very obvious in the Battle of Karbala, that when one is blessed that he becomes a Muslim, either by choice or either he is born into a family of a Muslim father and mother, and he has that faith, then he must practice a number of things in order to preserve the rights of Allah Himself and the rights of the creation, the rights of the Creator and the creation. Now, for example, in the Battle of Karbala, when we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he is a man, he took on the Islamic moral values and he applied it and practiced it to the last breath that he had. For example, I mean, in terms of, for example, lying, cheating, backbiting, deception or oppression or any sort of violation against Allah or mankind, Imam Hussein never performed any of them. So he understood that he, as a person who was blessed enough to have Islam as a system of life and as a faith, that he need to practice it to make sure that he does not transgress and cross that red line when it comes to the rights of Allah and the rights of people. Me and you as Muslims, we also must keep that in mind, that when I lie, I am taking the right of another human being. When I cheat, when I deceive, when I become oppressive, then I am taking the rights of people. So in taking the rights of people, obviously I'm taking the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I am taking the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am also taking the rights of people. So no matter how you look at it, when it comes to these sins, to these moral sins, that we are transgressing, we are taking the rights of others. While Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he never done so. And he had the ability to do so in order to, for example, to save himself or to save his family. He could have lied. He could have cheated. He could have deceived. He could have at least submitted to falsehood and says, you know what? Okay, fine. You guys, whatever you want, I'll just accept it and we will call it a day. But he never did that because he knew that the minute he overlooks any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine laws, or he transgresses against his fellow human beings, then obviously he becomes no different than the cursed Yazid himself. So he had to uphold his moral values. Me and you, when we look at Karbala, it's not just a historical event. Rather, it is a practical lesson when we try to better ourselves and make Islam as a religion, as a code of practice that we live by. Let's take a short break and then inshallah we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the lessons of Karbala is that we learned that Islam is a religion of peace. So basically, do not oppress anyone, not even animals. And one must take measure to protect their own life and honor. In a previous episode, we spoke about honor being one of the most fundamental rights of a human being, that I and you should not let anyone come and try to take our honor away. And we have to stand firm against that. And not just my honor, but the honor of other fellow human beings and other brethren, Muslims who in faith. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, one of the things that he did, he himself made this statement. He said, I would rather die than live in humility, because humility is worse than death. What's the point of me living if I'm living a life of humility, a life of being subjected and being a slave to someone else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me free and dignified, and therefore we must keep this dignity and we must keep our freedom just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for us. Now, sometimes you might not accept it, but you see people accepting it. So, for example, Yazid, may Allah curse him, he invaded the city of Medina in the event of, as we call it, Harra. And he killed hundreds and thousands of Muslims, and he raped thousands of women. And whoever remained, he took an oath from them that they are nothing but slaves for him. Now, me and you, when we see someone subjecting people to such humility and such oppression and such tyranny, we have to stand against it. We have to raise our voice. We have to raise our concerns. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, obviously, he was martyred before the incident of Harra, before the invasion of Medina. When he saw that Yazid came into power, and Yazid was known to be a transgressor, he was known to be a drunkard, a person who plays with monkeys and dogs and what have you. He wasn't, you know, a person that commits incest. He wasn't a person of good moral values. So him being in a position where he considers himself to be the leader of Muslims, that itself is a massive problem. It's a calamity of its own. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he said, well, I have to change that. And when he saw people not willing to change and people are willing to submit and give away their honor and their dignity just to save their lives, he said, I will not accept that. I will not accept it for myself, nor will I accept it for people. So sometimes when we see things going wrong, that me and you, we have to make the stand. In the same way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did, when people seem to submit to the tyrannic systems of this world, we have to act. We have to wake them up. I can't say, well, it's not my problem. They don't want to do anything about it. Why should I? That's not the language that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. He used a very strong language, a language of the sword, language of blood, just to make sure that I and you maintain and keep our honor and our dignity. So at no time should me and you submit, or when we see people submitting, we should say, well, it's not my problem, it's not my fault. That is not a lesson of human rights in the battle of Karbala. Inshallah, we will continue this series in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.